right, well, we're really scraping them all in the barrel this week.
Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Baron.
That was G-double-E-K, Culture is Dead by Kirby Crackle. Relatively new things, new stuff on
new stuff,
the show.
Is it?
It's like the fourth or fifth time
we
played this song.
We kind of like just randomly picked it.
It's good. You know what?
We
are not scraping
together.
The bottom of the barrel. You open with that. We're not scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, so
this
you're
is always good. This is the show where we talk about nerd and geek stuff. We drop knowledge on you every week from 9 to 10. And we're your hosts, so
yeah,
thanks for tuning in. If this is your first time, welcome to it. We have a website. Bear, what is the website?
You can go over to exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
We have social media as well at exppoints.com/social. That's Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Steam community, all that stuff. We even have PayPal and Patreon if you feel like donating. Please, donate if you want.
Yeah, go for it. Is the Minecraft server updated yet?
Minecraft server is not updated. That's one of those things I said I was going to do, but I lied to you.
You're a dirty, filthy liar. The truth is not in you.
I took a shower this morning, but despite that, I can't wash away all the lies. You're right.
Wow.
We have servers at exppoints.com/servers. You go there, you look at all the stuff that we potentially are serving right now.
We may update.
We may update. Some of them automatically update, some of them don't. And Minecraft's one of the ones that don't. Doesn't. So definitely take a look at that. We are going to cut to a song and come back. This is Garden of Your Mind by Mr. Rogers. And let's go ahead and play Light Up the Night by the Proto Man. I'm MG. Bear is stepping out because I think she's on fire. But this is Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button. This is a
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
I am still Red Bear.
Bear came back. You all right?
Yeah,
ran out of here.
They haven't found me yet.
They haven't found you.
I thought they did.
Your phone started going off, and I'm like, ooh, well, there's something going on.
That was my proximity alarm.
Oh, okay.
They didn't know I was here.
Okay, well, that was Light Up the Night by the Proto Man. Before that, that was Garden of Your Mind by Mr. Rogers and some other. It was actually on PBS. It's really cool.
Was it really on PBS?
Yeah, it was on PBS.
That's amazing.
That one was on PBS, and the Reading Rainbow remix was on PBS, so that's really cool.
Public broadcasting.
We got more music on the way, but before we go to that music, let's talk about what we did last week. Bear, you start all the time. This week's no
right,
different.
Okay,
what did you
do
last week?
Again this week. Just a bunch of life boring stuff that you have to like adult.
I've been
boring.
Respirating this week.
It's been terrible. Like
bowel movements aplenty.
Adult bills or something.
Yep.
I did buy something else that doesn't exist because that is my MO at this point in my
life.
Was it
hopes or dreams?
No, it's not really either of those.
You're on Nihilist.
Actually, this week snuck up on me because Friday, I think it's Friday, Pokemon Sun and Moon releases.
Yes.
I thought I still had like another 12 years.
Wow.
And turns out I was wrong. It was like now.
Yeah.
So I did go ahead and pre-order Moon and the new Game Boy to go with it. And I got the lime green special edition through Amazon.
The Super Mario World version.
Yeah.
I know.
So I got that. Well, I was going to get the Galaxy, but then I saw that one. I'm like, it reminded me of Nickelodeon.
The slime.
Yeah, that's what. Like, if only the inside was orange, I would love it.
That would be.
Like,
that'd
be
a lawsuit.
Best. I'd be way back. Or they could, like, get the IP. But,
yeah, I'm sure it's not very expensive right now, so.
Yeah, right? It's like $12.
Yep.
I did that, bought more things that don't exist. And not really much else. Just one week closer to my Tesla.
1 week closer to your Tesla.
Yep.
Well, cool. I did a few cool things. I caught up on Westworld. I'm still working on catching up on Walking Dead. I'm 2 episodes behind. And
that good? Because like a lot of people got really obsessed with
Westworld.
No, Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. So it's one of those things where they left off on a huge cliffhanger last season, and they have to come off of that cliffhanger. And what people thought was going to happen happened, and more.
Okay.
In the very first episode, and then it sort of takes a hard left and goes to some other completely different place. And I haven't seen. I think that we're only on the fourth episode, or maybe the third episode. I haven't. I'm sorry. We're only on the fourth or fifth episode. I haven't seen the last two. So I've only seen the crazy one and the normal one. It's one of those – Walking Dead, I guess the way I want to describe it is Walking Dead is currently in one of those positions where, much like Game of Thrones with the books and with the show,
right.
You can't do word for word, page for page, storyline per storyline. It would just be too much.
Of course.
Or you don't want to do that because people already know what's going to happen. You know, you don't want to. You don't want to do what Star Wars did. You know exactly what's going
to
happen.
Word doesn't always translate directly to screen.
Right. Either. So in Walking Dead, which was originally is a graphic novel. You can translate that. That's almost a storyboard. That's really a storyboard.
I guess that's technically what a graphic novel is. That's a storyboard and a script, right? It's like a very detailed storyboard.
But you don't want to do that sometimes because you want it to be exciting. You want it to be something that not only the fans of the comic are going to enjoy, but you want new people to enjoy it as well. That might push them to go read the comic or the graphic novel. So,
right. Hi, Scott Pilgrim.
Same thing. You know, yeah. They took some liberties with the movie, but Edgar Wright, I think, did a great job with it. And Brian O'Malley seemed happy with it. I really like what
they did with that movie. Kind of like, it's the way I explained Jurassic Park. It's like they read all the source material and then made kind of a different story in the same vein.
They understood the spirit of what was going on.
That's a good word,
the spirit. Yeah. Not a very good movie, though, the spirit.
Spirited Away, though. Spirited Away, yeah, that's a good movie.
So, fun news fact, Hayao Miyazaki is coming out of retirement to do one last big thing.
Okay.
And we're gonna stay on top of that one. But last week, let's see, what did I I'm moving back into the house slowly but surely. I built a dresser, I put a TV on top of the dresser, and then I brought my PlayStation 4 up and I hooked it up. And it updated in almost no time because internet is fast now.
Good job. I'm so proud of you. You have faster internet than me. I'm jealous. I logged
into Destiny because I haven't played Destiny in a really long time.
Updated for 12 hours?
No, it updated for like 20 minutes.
That's not bad.
13 gigs in 20 minutes. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Real fast.
Like, welcome to like 2006.
Right. So I updated Destiny. I bought the new expansion, Rise of Iron or some Iron Lord, Iron Fist. I don't know.
Expansion for Destiny.
I got the metal expansion that just came out.
It's so metal.
And I started playing through that. And I'm not immediately sort of drawn into the story, I think, like the other expansions did me.
Yeah.
But I am coming back from like a 3-month hiatus on the game. So and even before then, it was at in-game content, and I wasn't really doing much. So getting back into a story-driven model is kind of foreign to me right now. I'm thinking I might just have to restart the game because the game doesn't take very long to complete. I mean, it's not a very it's not a long game. It's a game that's repetitive and it's okay. I might have to start playing it again just from scratch. Roll a different character, roll a completely different class or something. There's now three character class or three I guess subclasses per character class, so there's 9 potential in-game runs or in-game builds.
Speaking of RPG type things, did you hear that the WoW private servers are coming back?
Yeah, I did hear that. And
so that's a thing.
I have gotten back into WoW over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you've been playing the latest...
Legion, yeah. I've been playing Legion. I've been really enjoying it. I got to World Quest.
It's close. But then it came out, so I can't buy things that exist.
I got to the level cap because that took me a long time.
Yeah.
Because I was playing it literally just after work. I brought my computer up to work. After work, I'd log into my computer and I'd play a little bit and then I'd go home. So it took me much, much longer to hit level cap. Plus, I'm not particularly good at the game. I got to level cap, and now I'm doing World Quest. And I've got to say, like, this is where it's at. This is the new hot thing that Blizzard is doing. And I know this is good for people that's playing the game, that's been playing the game already. Like, no crap, right? Like, that's the new thing. Like, where have you been? I've been in the past. I'm sorry. You know, I'm working on it.
Welcome back.
Yeah, so that's pretty much what I did, honestly. I played a little bit of no mobile development, no mobile game or whatever. It was all console and then a little bit of WoW.
I'm really excited about my new DS.
I'm hoping to look at what the Humble Bundle monthly has been giving me for the last 2 months because I haven't been keeping up on top of it.
Looked at it.
I don't even know what it is.
That's great.
So I'm hoping that there's some cool games to play in there. I still haven't beaten Soma. I'm going to have to start Soma over because I'm pretty sure that's gone somewhere. That got washed away with the flood. So, but I'm doing a lot of stuff like that. So,
well, good for you. Sounds like you're doing more fun things than
stuff.
Me.
Yeah. We're going to cut to 2 songs, come back, talk about a little bit of news. This is Mutant 64 by Saberpulse, an OG original gamer with MC Lars, Jonathan Colton, and MC Frontalot. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Redman.
You're hearing all this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back. Rock on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still experience points. I'm still MG.
I'm still Red Bear.
That was OG Original Gamer by MC Lars, Jonathan Colton, and MC Frontalot. Before that, what did we play? What was that? Mutant 64.
Music. It was
Pulse.
Great. I loved Sorry. It. Sorry. Totally heard it.
We're working by candlelight over here at
Scraping the bottom of the barrel, like I told you.
No. Let's talk about of the hot, juicy gossip blazing through the internet-connected webs.
Ooh-wee.
We're all spiders on the internet. Oh, we're all spiders. I'm signed.
That's a terrible
Hold on.
Thought.
Hold on. So, real talk. Hashtag real talk real quick.
Okay, go for it.
I don't like spiders.
Oh, I love them. They're adorable.
I did pest control for a year.
Oh, that may do it.
And I've crawled under houses. And termites suck, but they're much better than spiders because termites don't really bite you. They just, like, eat wood and that's
yeah.
it. They destroy your property, but they don't destroy your soul. Spiders,
wow.
I believe, have, like, you think that there's that cutesy little, like, meme of, like, hello, I'm a garden spider. I would eat all the bugs and be your friend.
We
I'm
wear
a,
hats
a little jumping spider. Yeah, it was like, what, you're bringing me the newspaper so I could read it? Aw, thanks. No, that's not real. That spider doesn't exist. That spider is a liar. The only reason it wants to be your friend is so it can cuddle up next to you in bed and kill you. Okay?
Now, you do say that. I lived in this house one time, and I kept getting, like, these bites that, like, would... They were spider bites. And
yeah, of course they were.
So then I did something...
It was trying to find where the vein was so it could milk you for everything you're worth.
Okay, so I just thought you should probably never do, and I set up, like, some bombs. I bombed the apartment, and then went to sleep in it. So you should never do that because you'll probably die. And I woke up the next day and there's like a ring of spiders around the bed.
You know what? You were telling me that you and your roommate discovered why you had skin problems, and that was all because you were using dishwashing liquid to wash your clothes in. I have a feeling that this is probably contributing to your skin problems.
Well, this was years ago, so it may be contributing to my brain.
Or why you can't smell things. Or why you... Just anything. You can't see
Come
well.
Come at me, bro.
Whatever. Anyway.
So this side of the screen and say that.
We're all effectively spiders on the internet, just crawling through the webs.
I don't know
webs.
Where you're going with that.
Did you know? So, hold on. Han and Leia. Han and Leia, right?
Yeah, I remember
On-screen romance. Well, apparently. Dun, dun, dun. It was a real romance.
What?
Carrie Fisher reveals in her latest book that her and Harrison Ford.
I didn't know that Carrie Fisher wrote a new book, and that means I have to read it.
Well.
She's insane.
She's crazy. But apparently, Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford dated while filming Star Wars. They had an affair. Harrison Ford was married at the time. OMG. Hashtag OMG.
Such gossip. Wow.
Such
nerd gossip.
Scandalous. I gotta say that.
Wow, really?
That's kind of neat. Like, so it's neat in a way.
Affairs are neat.
No, it's neat. It's like one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, they totally had a thing for one another. And you see some of the pictures that they took that are like the black and white, you know, which is weird. The pictures on the set are black and white, but the movie's in color. How's that work? How's that happen? No, it's interesting.
Maybe
I think
it was really expensive to take pictures. I don't know.
Maybe so. We got our first look at the live-action Full Metal Alchemist trailer. You and I watched that. It's a 30-second trailer. You can find it online. Just, again, Google Full Metal Alchemist live-action. Did not explain anything.
Show anything.
Have you watched both of the animes? Like
yes.
Brotherhood and the original?
Yeah.
And then the Star of Milo, whatever. So I enjoyed both of the animes.
Mm-hmm.
Both versions of it, the original that like kept going before manga finished or before the manga got released and they had their own story wrap up, and then the first one, which was Brotherhood, which was the original first half or first couple episodes and then completely following the manga. I liked both of them. Vic Mignogna, the guy that does Edward Elric's voice, I've emailed him, and he has... No, I seriously, I've emailed him. He's okay. one of those voice actors that really gets it. He emailed back and said, hey, appreciate the vote of confidence. I said, you did a great job.
Good job, bro.
I didn't know who you were, but now if he's in an anime, I'll watch the anime and give it a test drive.
I knew
what the anime is about. You know, I knew each part of the trailer, like I understood what each part was. But there was no CG. Contrast this with, we're going to talk about Ghost in the Shell in a little bit, which is a lot of CG. There was no CG in the Full Metal Alchemist trailer. There was literally just like a whitewashed version of the actor, or a Japanese version of the actor doing, you know, the ready to cast alchemy, ready to complete the alchemy circle.
It showed absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it's
at all.
I think it
showed a summoning circle or something.
It showed the summoning circle, and it showed Alphonse. It showed the armor.
And not of the armor, but just like the chest piece, kind
of. Right. So it's, I don't know.
I mean, it's a trailer that exists. If I wouldn't call it a teaser.
I don't know. It's a debut trailer. It's 30 seconds long. And the crazy thing is, Ryosuke Yamada is Edward Elric, and he's like a boy band singer in Japan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you've never... Google Ryosuke Yamada. Yeah, J-pop's a thing. It's a real thing.
Well, yeah, I got that far.
So the interesting thing is, and it's not like we're saying, well, you complain that we wash things, you know, the Japanese characters are white. Well, these characters are technically European. It's set in Europe in the anime, and yet all the actors are Japanese.
Hi, Ghost in the Shell.
Well, so let's go to Ghost in the Shell. So we recently got the first, I think it was a 2-minute trailer or a minute and a half.
Anyway, longer than the
flashes.
Little clips, like the flashes were cool. I like how they did that. Yeah, that was like a nice way to
there were four,
things.
I think four or five flashes.
Yeah.
This, I'm excited, you know, and I was excited before because even a flop movie that will be a terrible movie, it'll generate enough buzz to go, man, that was really bad. Well, it was bad, yeah, but I mean, in comparison to what? Oh, the anime. Oh, you haven't seen the anime? Go and watch it.
Here, bro.
So even a bad movie can generate good things like that, you know?
That's true.
But it
look like it's gearing up to be a bad film.
No.
I don't know where you're going with this.
No, that's what I was saying. I said, you know, even if it was bad, I think it would work out for Ghost in the Shell.
Okay.
Shiro Matsumune doesn't need any more money, I'm sure. Though apparently, manga artists and anime directors, they don't really make a lot of money. Like, it's really weird. Despite how much of a breakout success things can be in America, it doesn't really filter past the production company or the distribution company.
But no, I'm excited. It looks
Scarlett Johansson's looking fantastic as Major Kutsunagi.
Can we talk about nipples now?
Okay, we can talk about nipples. So
America's interesting.
America's interesting in a way. We don't really particularly want to see... We really want to see nipples sometimes, but then especially in entertainment, not that entertainment, in like this entertainment, in movies, we have a real strong objection to those types
nipples.
Of things.
Yeah, and sexuality in general.
We're willing to show the shape of a boob.
Breast area.
We're willing to show the breast, but we're not willing to show the boob, the nipple.
In contrast to that, we are totally willing to show decapitation.
Right, murder, violence.
It's great.
Cursing.
And explosions.
There's like a certain number of F-words, F-bombs you can drop before you bump up. I've even noticed this recently with, again, the election thing happened.
Do we have to talk about that?
No, hold on. It's not about that. It's about in a protest, people were on YouTube and on like the news with little X's, little pasties over the nipples, and that made it okay.
Yeah. Welcome to America.
If I put pasties over my nipples, it would look weird. People wouldn't want to see that. But apparently this is okay. This is like, it's not nudity per se. It's the exact same thing that we see in this Ghost of the Shell
trailer. Yeah, that's exactly what they did. They didn't use pasties. They used a skin-tight suit.
Yeah, it's a cat suit. I don't know. And there
this
is some
so weird.
There is some lore behind, you know, why, you know, in order to go kind of like transparent or visual optical camouflage or whatever.
There is, but I'm just saying I've also watched the anime.
It's a little ridiculous, but I'm kind of excited for
it. I'm super excited for this.
I will
go
see it. And it's not movie. I don't see many movies in theaters these days.
No, you don't. Every time I try to drag you out, you're like, I might go see
Doctor Strange this weekend.
I haven't seen Doctor Strange. Oh, my God.
Well, I've been sick for the last week. I sound sick now. I have NyQuil'd up, and I am giving you the best. Well, DayQuil'd up. Giving you the best I got right
just
now.
Just falls asleep halfway through the
show. We are going to cut to two songs, come back, and let's cut to a two-part song. This is History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2 by The Megas. We'll come back. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
Listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Middle of the show, that was History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2 by the Megas. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
Welcome back to it. Let's talk about teen pregnancy.
nipples and teen pregnancy. This is a great episode.
So specifically, I read an article today. Gita Jackson over at Kotaku posted an article. Yeah, believe it or not.
Wow.
Well, I text-to-speech it. But,
oh, okay. That makes more sense.
The name of the article is Inside the Taboo World of Teen Pregnancy in The Sims. Something that I had never really...
In The Sims.
Yeah, not
can the teens get pregnant in The Sims?
No, they're not. Okay. They're not supposed to.
Although my friend apparently has a woman that can get other people pregnant, which is confusing.
Well, that's
but
called
I'm bad
that's,
at biology.
That's called a runtime error, or a logic error. It's what we hear developers call logic errors. No, that's normally not supposed to happen. You're a teenager. Again, you're sort of a teenager, but that's really like 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. We don't know how old they are, but teenagers in that phase in The Sims, the ageless phase of teenagers, they're not supposed to be able to get pregnant or impregnate someone else. However, through use of mods, one is like MC
Changing
Command
a variable.
Center. Yeah, you change the variable or whatever, and then now they can become pregnant. Apparently, there are a ton of YouTubers that create narratives and stories and everything around this concept. And it's something that I never really considered.
Pregnant Teen Sims. Pregnant Teen Sims.
Right.
They make these YouTube videos.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yes. So a YouTuber by the name
of Foreign
Simmer has an ongoing series of videos about a teenage Sim who got pregnant.
I just
created.
Feel like I've seen most of YouTube, and I have missed this.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Part of my life that's missing.
The interesting thing is she's been doing this for 2 years, making narratives. I'm not saying it's a video every day. It might be. I don't know. It's not really something I watch. But I watch a lot of weird things on YouTube. So
yeah, I see some weird stuff.
The suggested videos are very strange. Sometimes it's like watch this guy get bitten by a bullet ant, and then the next day it's like, you know, furry porn real? Question mark.
I got suggested a little while back to watch this guy. He sits for like 6 hours.
Just sitting?
I think it's Sit and Smile.
Sit and Smile.
It's like, that's his whole channel.
Did you watch 6 hours of it?
I did have him up and going like while I was at work.
I watched the Nick Offerman, you know, sort of like Yuletide log videos that he does. Where he just drinks, you know, scotch or whiskey and just just read the most action is he refills the scotch or whiskey.
But I mean, it's so weird. Like, this dude just it's not one video. It's tons of videos.
There are tons of videos out there that are really strange. This entire segment or this entire sort of...
Start digging it. What is it? ASMR videos?
ASMR.
Yeah. Audio sensory thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Start looking at those. You'll find some weird videos.
It's something that I never really considered would be sort of narrative created in The Sims was teen pregnancy.
I didn't either.
It's apparently a big deal. There are several YouTubers out there that... They make narratives. Some are clearly just like, we're playing the game. I've enabled these mods. Let's commentate on just the crazy stuff that happens. That this mod is allowing the game to do.
Kind of like a Let's Play.
Yeah, it's a Let's Play. It's a Let's Play with some commentary. We're letting the game do some stuff, and we're just kind of on top of that. Just letting it do it. And we're commenting about
these other people that do like dramas with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's sort of like soap operas, you know. My soaps, my shows. Watching.
I do know how you like your soap operas.
Like, taking a cinematic appeal to it, you know, putting the camera in certain places, making subtitles up, because it's just gibberish. Sim speak is gibberish.
Right. In the days of Red versus Blue, we've gotten to teen pregnancy with
that's
Sims.
It. Sims teen pregnancy. So it's interesting.
Can Griff get pregnant?
But some of these people, some of these mods are over 1 million downloads. There's a thriving Simstagram community.
Outside because I've never even heard of this. And I've heard of most weird things on the internet.
There's a lot of interesting. There's a lot of interesting sort of, I guess, components to the narrative, too. There's pictures on Instagram of sonograms, of ultrasound.
Of ultrasound. Yeah.
Of birth announcements and staged pictures in The Sims. It's really interesting. I think I got to give it to them for the creativity and the sort
of... Yeah, I'm going to give it they won the creative award for even coming up with something like this.
The stories are very
interesting. Because I fall asleep after 5 minutes of playing The Sims.
Right.
So good on you.
Some have even gone as far as to do like fake text messages between the two Sims.
Yeah, like conversations.
Just
stuff.
Having sort of this.
That makes sense.
Sort of these separate personalities play out via the Sims. It's not a mental thing or anything. It's an interesting way of sort of meta-ing this game. This game that's already sort of interesting where you create. That's everyone does that in The Sims. You're like, oh, my significant other and myself, we're in The Sims now. Let's see how it goes.
I would always just like put you in the bathroom and delete the toilet.
You can't do that anymore, I think.
This is why I don't play The Sims anymore.
Now, one of the interesting things, and again, we don't get very political often on the show or whatever, or we don't even touch on non-video game topics.
Now.
Whenever you look at teen pregnancy in The Sims, the question sort of comes up is this something that's are we selling the idea of teenage pregnancy as a positive or a negative, or is the fact that this even exists a good or a bad thing? I don't really know. I mean, I'd like to think that when you see crazy bad things happen in shows, you want to go, hell, that was kind of funny, but I don't want to be that person.
Suspension of disbelief, for one thing, and then separating reality and fantasy.
Well, yeah, but we're 20-plus-year-old adults, more or less adults.
I get where you're going. Like, the idea of having pregnant teens in a game, if...
How real is real? You know,
and is that okay?
It's an interesting topic because it's a taboo topic. We were talking about nipples and not having them a minute ago, and now we're talking about teenage pregnancy in a game that is supposed to be a comical simulation of life.
Right. Well, I mean, if it's supposed to simulate life, like
that's
it's actually interesting that they don't put it in there.
Well,
they don't
and
have a like that's a mod.
Well,
you have to have.
So for a while there wasn't anything in there that LGBT related, you know, LGBTQ related. So I mean, now that the fact that that can happen, or some of those circumstances now can happen in the game, that's interesting, you know, and that's a hot topic, especially right now. That's a super hot topic.
Right.
So it's interesting that they haven't gotten that far, but it's not like they haven't made great strides. Again, it's changing a variable. It clearly could happen. The mod does it.
That's the great thing about PC Gaming Master Race. Well, you can mod anything in you
want. Right. The interesting thing, though,
the T-Rex family? T-Rex family.
They liken it to, back in 2014, MTV had a movie or a show called 16 and Pregnant.
You know, I remember MTV whenever Beavis and Butthead were there, and there was music.
I don't know that you remember that. I think you remember that it happened.
No, I remember, because it was still, like, that they would have...
Maybe early 90s.
Really early 90s, and... I always felt bad because I thought I was going to get in trouble for watching Beavis and Butthead or something. I love you.
So in 2014, 16 and Pregnant came on MTV, and they really got a lot of flack thrown at them because you're promoting and normalizing teen pregnancy, which another show did it fairly recently, like Teenage Mom or whatever.
Who watches the reality shows? It's so gross.
Well, a lot of people do, though. And the important thing to understand is that
shows.
Statistically, teenage pregnancy rates sort of dropped nationwide while those shows were on the air. Was that a coincidence? Maybe.
Don't fall into the causation.
Right. So it's did this hurt the problem? Well, data says no, but data also says that ketchup sales were up and teenage pregnancy went down. You know, something like
that. Could be the ketchup. So I'm leaning towards ketchup.
Could be the ketchup. Before we run out of time, let's talk about
how are WoW sales? Because that could definitely
WoW sales, I think they have the most...
Shut up, the nerds.
WoW sales are up, I believe. They have the most active player base.
I like how
you
didn't get the joke I was making.
I get it.
Oh, there you go.
I get it. Sorry.
I'm a terrible person because I've played the crap out of some WoW.
Speaking of massively online games... So EVE Online is now free to play. There's some limitations as far as skill points and things like that. You can't do a lot that you can do with the paid for game, but EVE is free to play now.
That's
fun. Again, the latest in a trend of free to play games. Hopefully this doesn't kill the game, because several free to play games or games that went free to play are relatively or completely dead now.
Right.
That's
always been like an MMO community, like the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, I don't expect EVE to do that, because EVE, the players that are holding them up and that are supporting CCP, they are being supported by bitter vet players that have been playing EVE for a long time. And EVE pushes the envelope in a lot of things. It may not be as trendy as WoW, but EVE is a game
EVE has been a solid staple of MMO
long time. Yeah. 2008. 2007, 2000.
I love every time they have like the giant battles.
2004.
Like, I like that. That's whenever I get into it. I start hearing like a huge war battle or whatever's coming up, and because I just want to know like the actual economy of battle.
The real
like
world
how
impact.
How many servers were used and how much real world money it cost.
The real world impact. The meta.
I mean, when you have like Russians coming to the U.S. to cut cable lines.
The espionage
is
of,
like
of
real life. Like this is the thing happening in
this
game.
It's pretty awesome. Last thing, we're gonna cut to a song and then come back. Super Mario Run. This is an iOS game.
Oh,
for December
15th. I remember that announcement.
It's sort of a tap to play game.
I don't have an iOS device, though.
No, me neither. But if you do have an iPad or an iPhone or an iThing, you can play it December 15th. They said it's going to be the three modes of the game. You can try it, no cost, but it'll be $10 if you want to get the entire game unlimited for $10. So I watched the video. Yeah, it looks like a Temple Run on a 2D plane. Then you jump over stuff and you're Mario.
And you're Mario. So they'll probably make millions.
They probably will.
I just ready for my Switch. Which I need to pre-order that as soon as I can.
I'm going to wait on that. I'll probably stay a generation behind on WoW for the entirety.
That's just
for
your old man.
On Nintendo for the entirety of their life. We're going to cut to a song, come back, end out the show. This is Tabletop by Beefy, because we have an awesome D&D group that plays.
It's playing right now, in fact.
Yeah, in KSLU's studio. They're playing out there. So shout out to you guys. Tabletop by Beefy. We're going to come back, end out the show, leave you with another song. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU. We'll be right back.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, but not for much longer. This is actually the end of the show. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Tabletop by Beefy. We are out of time, but thanks for hanging out with us. This is something.
Good episode, I think.
Something, you know, it looks like it caught on. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep doing it next Wednesday.
We'll be back?
Yeah, next Wednesday from 9 to 10, we will be back doing the exact same thing. We have all of the audio, at least we will soon. Again, another thing I dropped the ball on.
Yeah.
We will have all the audio cut and dried and put and uploaded on the website. Bear, what is the website?
You can go to exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
Like I said, all the previous shows on the site, go ahead, look them up, stream them. We're on iTunes and Stitcher, too, as well.
So there's multiple. There's really no excuse.
There's no excuse. I think we're also on Google Play and Spotify. I keep forgetting to mention those, and I'm going to put links. Google Play Music, Spotify, all those things. We also have social media. If you want to go to our social media landing page, it's at exppoints.com/social. Yeah. We have Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, YouTube, Steam community.
I think we have 11 people.
No, we got almost 100 or something.
I knew that.
Facebook's a dying breed, a dying medium anyway.
It really is.
So is Google Plus, but it's still around.
I don't know how. Okay, that.
Anyway, we also have servers at exppoints.com/servers. Look us up, play. I think we're on version 9 of Minecraft, so backdate your launcher, or just wait, and we're going to update it to 10 eventually. It's using Spigot, though, so I've got to rebuild stuff. It's an ordeal. But we do have a Space Engineer server, and I do think we've got Spacebound. Spacebound rolled over to version 1. I think we're at 1.1
now. Oh, is
it
really?
Wow. Really, really good. You just pick a Spacebound up.
Spacebound. Good job.
We will catch you next week, next Wednesday from 9 to 10. It'll probably be a pre-recorded show because I think I will be out of the state. I will be in Texas.
Oh, tomorrow, next woo. It's got that Thanksgiving-y thing.
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah. Next woo.
tomorrow, next woo.
We will catch you next week.
I'll see you next
week. In some form or fashion. We're going to leave with the Ballad of Barry Allen by Jim's Big Ego. Listen to it. It's really depressing. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And we will catch you next week. This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.